I want to start out by asking you when and where you were born.
Oh, that was in Chicago, Illinois, mm-hmm. in 1970.
Mm-hmm. And what were your parents doing?
You want my mother's maiden name?
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Laura Elizabeth Jessup.
Mm-hmm.
My father, Carl E. Bryson, Carl Eggleston Bryson.
Mm-hmm. And did your grandparents?
Yes, my grandmother lived with us for a number of years until she died. And she and my daughter, they were just incompatible. She died when my daughter was about three.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did stay with us for quite a while, and I knew her. My grandfather died when I was quite small. I must have been about seven.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it quite vividly, going to the funeral, the first, all the chairs around in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then she remarried, and she married a colonel. He used to be in the Union Army, and she was married very happily to him and lived in Gloversville, New York, and we visited there
mm-hmm.
at one time. As a matter of fact, we stayed there for 6 months one time,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the school there. It was just a small town at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He had a glove factory, and my grandfather, my own grandfather who died, he was a minister,
mm-hmm.
and he was chaplain of the prison in Fort Madison, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell everybody that my grandfather was in prison. So I didn't know any better. He took me there, you know, several times when he'd say grace for the meals or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
When he mentioned his funerals, did they hold that in the home?
That I don't know. All I know is everybody crying and all the chairs around, and that's all I remember. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's
all. And so as a chaplain, then you were here. They were living in
Iowa.
Living near the
in Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Keokuk, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then she married this other man.
Yes, and lived in Gloversville, New York.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he made gloves, you said?
Yes, he had a glove factory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't say that. How did you know that?
I thought you'd mentioned it.
No. Gloversville was, that's where it got the name. You know, before they started importing the French gloves, that was a very famous town for making gloves. I mean, many of the gloves were made there, and he did have a factory. He owned a factory there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he owned the factory himself, and was the town named after his company?
Oh, no. No, there were many, many, many factories in the...
It was sort of an industry.
Oh, yes, that was the industry in that little town, yeah. It's much larger now. I looked on the map, and it's mm-hmm. much bigger than it was when I was there, because it must have been quite a small place.
Mm-hmm. But she remarried after you were born, so you basically, though, throughout the time your mother was a child, she had grown up in with the grandfather who was the minister.
Yeah, I think I was about seven when, mm-hmm. I must have been about seven when he died.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your mother, talk much about her growing up
near
you or her childhood?
Well, yes, off and on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know of anything. I got more information more recently from her brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was only 17 years older than me. He was 17 when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And he died just about 3 years ago in Bethesda, Maryland. And the last 5 or 6 years before he died, we became quite close.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't seen each other, heard from each other in years. And then after my mother died, we got quite close.
Mm-hmm.
I visited there several times, and they visited out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned more from him.
Mm-hmm.
of their childhood, and I don't know of anything outstanding, really. But,
Do they move around much? Being a minister's family, just
living in Iowa, mostly. Mm-hmm. They stayed right in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, it was only maybe 3 years that I was knowledgeable about him, because, you know, when I was tiny, I don't know where he was or anything.
Yeah. Now, this is your mother's family. Do you know anything about your father's family?
Not too much, no, because we moved away from, they lived in Chicago, and just after I married, we stopped in there. They lived in the state of Michigan, and I just stayed a couple of days with them, and that was years and years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have practically no background on them at all, except there's older, no, my father was the oldest, and then there was Uncle Laverne. And he was a chemist in, I forget what city, in India for some time. And then the last I heard of him, he was the chemist for the water department in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was during the war years, that's the last I've heard of him. And their daughter, I got quite close to her, my Aunt Phyllis. She was just 10 years older than me, and she stayed with me two different times for about a 6 month period. But my grandfather and grandfather, I barely knew them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they did, or did they, or what did they
do? No, I don't.
They lived in Missouri, though, or?
They lived in Missouri. Kirksville, Missouri was the last place where they lived.
So, growing up, your father then ever talk about his younger years or what he had done growing up? About the family moving around?
No, they didn't move around too much, and that's where I think he and my Uncle Laverne got their wanderlust, because I was 9 years old, we moved to Panama. He was an electrical engineer, and he was down there working on the Panama Canal. And so we were down there for 4 years. He was there longer. He was there about 6 years a year before we went down, and a year after. So we were 4 years living in Panama down there. And this was during World War I that we were there.
So you were born in 1950, so you were about...
Well, 9, 10, and 11, 1. 11, I was 11,
When you were, let me back up a little. Did your parents ever tell you how they met?
They were next door, right next door across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad used to play considerable pranks on her. He was quite a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, they grew up together. I mean, they were very close.
So was that in Iowa?
No, I don't know. My mother was born in New York, and my father was born in Mishawaka, and I don't know how they got together. They must have moved quite close. I really don't know where. I just don't know.
And so they had been neighbors growing up,
Oh yes, they grew up together. Yeah.
Do you know about how old your mother was when she got married, roughly?
I think she was in her 20s, her early 20s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had she worked?
No.
And what did your father do for you?
Well, ultimately, he was an electrical engineer.
And so when you were growing up, he was already working at that?
Well, evidently. Well, I don't know. I really don't know when he became that, but I do know that I was born in Illinois, and we went to Iowa, and my sister was born in, Keokuk. She was born in Keokuk.
You're the oldest?
Yes, she's 3 years younger than I,
And then, there you and your sister?
And that's it.
What's her name?
Isabel Bryson, the widow of Machuca. She married, we're a very confused family. She went to Franklin High School here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And Salvador Machuca was a star baseball player. He was a Mexican. Mm-hmm. And he won a scholarship to Occidental, and he went there for 2 years. And then he decided, at that time in the 20s, the Mexicans were not treated very well. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not put up here mm-hmm. like they are now. So he told her if she wanted to get married, he was going to live in Mexico. So they did. They got married and went down, and she still lives there in Mexico City.
So you, in your growing up years, you moved from Illinois to Iowa when you were quite...
No, we visited Iowa. I never lived in Iowa. Mm-hmm. No, we just visited my grandparents.
Uh-huh. Were your sister born there on a visit then?
Oh. Was it, no, it was Keokuk where my grandparents lived. This is where the transcript's going to come in handy. No, she was born in Illinois somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was just an outskirts of the outskirts of Chicago somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then when I was 9, we moved to Panama. We were there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up and just had a short visit with my grandparents in Gloversville, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came to California, Long Beach.
I see. So, had your father gone to college? Or
evidently, yeah.
Yeah,
evidently,
I just wanted to be an engineer.
Yeah.
Had your mother gone to school at all, or do you know?
Not to college, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know she didn't go to college.
Did she finish high school?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You started school then in Chicago?
Yes, I went to 14 different schools before I got to high school.
So
we did move around in Chicago too, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What kind of, were you, did you live in houses or apartments, or do you remember?
We didn't own a house, I know, at any time. This I know. And in Chicago, we had a simply marvelous place. It was evidently a super neighborhood at the time. It's all black now, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flats, I don't know how, you know, a four-story, and there were flats. And we had a number of bedrooms, evidently, because my grandmother and her younger daughter lived with us, and then my sister and I, my mother and father, and we were right on the lake. There was nothing between us and the lake. We could see the lake, and we had a big sun porch clear across the back,
mm-hmm.
and so that was flats, and I don't remember living in a house.
Mm-hmm.
That is the place, at 4553 Oakenwald Avenue. Now, believe it or not, I still remember the address.
But you, when you were there, did you move around?
No, that was the last place, and we were evidently there for a length of time, because that is the place that I do remember the most. And I do know it was evidently a very nice neighborhood, because, you know, vaguely you could remember things like that.
Did you, with all that, going to 14 different schools before you reached high school,
yeah.
How was that in terms of making friends?
It was very difficult.
Uh-huh.
That's why when I moved up to Tujunga, my daughter went from the first grade and graduated through high school. I was bound and determined.
Mm-hmm.
And she constantly complained that she never went anywhere. Stuck in the same school the whole time.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was held back 1 year, and my sister was too, because when we went down to Panama, my father worked for the government. And we had to live in the city of Panama for a year. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a year, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we had to live there for a while before we were issued government quarters in the zones. You know, there's Ancon Canal Zone and Balboa and different zones where the Americans live. This is what all the fuss is about now, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we lived mostly in Ancon. We lived in Balboa for a short time, and we were issued houses. We didn't have to pay for them, you know. We lived in a house up on a hill, I remember. Mm-hmm. And we shopped in our shop and in a commissary, which was for government employees. Mm-hmm. And we made, I guess every year we made a trip on the ship up to New York to see my grandparents. You know, we did that every year, I know. Mm-hmm. And we stopped at Port of Prince Haiti each time. Mm-hmm. For a mail drop, you know, to pick up the mail. We were there for the day, so. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you enjoy living there?
Oh, I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't bother me.
Uh-huh. Did you mainly spend your time with other Americans there?
Oh, yes. Well, there were a few of the wealthy Panamanians. There was two girls that I especially remember. Their father worked for Cudahy, you know, the bacon people mm-hmm. down there. And they were quite wealthy. They had to pay tuition to come to the schools on the zones. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was more or less like a private school. But mm-hmm. it wasn't, because all of the American kids went there. Mm-hmm. And I remember one boy, he came in, he was new, and he'd evidently only had tutors. And he was supposed to go to the blackboard and write something. And he just wrote at random all over. He didn't have any order, you know, how we were taught. And mm-hmm. he giggled. We thought that was quite funny. Mm-hmm. But I know I left there in the sixth grade. As I say, I lost 1 year of school because we didn't go to school while we lived in Panama City. Mm-hmm. And the teacher was absolutely darling. She was a young girl. And she told us that when she got this assignment to come to Panama, her parents were appalled that she'd be going down there to teach savages and whatever. So
you were in the savages.
Yeah, we were the savages. We thought that was real funny.
Uh-huh. And growing up, what kinds of games and things did you play?
Hopscotch and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I played baseball mostly.
Yeah.
I always hoped I'd never grow up so I could just keep on playing baseball. And then when I went to George Washington Junior High School in Long Beach, and I graduated from Long Beach Poly High. Mm-hmm. And I played tournament tennis. That's what I wound up really loving, you know, was tennis mm-hmm. in high school.
Mm-hmm. So you did play sports?
Oh, I was very active in sports. I was the catcher on the baseball team. Mm-hmm. And we even played a little football and basketball and then field hockey, you know. I was very active in sports. Mm-hmm. And none of my grandchildren or my two children, they are not the least bit interested in participating in sports. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Were there any subjects that you enjoyed?
Art. I was going to go to Otis Art Institute. Well, I was, and we went to Otis and then realized that it was beyond my parents' financial possibility to send me there at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I was enrolled at UCLA. Mm-hmm. It was used to be on Vermont, you know, not in Westwood where it is now. And then I got married instead. I was going to go there when it started in September, but I got married in May before that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. To back up a little, when you moved up from, down to Panama when you were about 9,
yeah.
And you moved back up to the States when you were
4 years later when I was about 13, yeah. Uh-huh.
And where did you live then?
In Long Beach.
So you moved right from Panama
to Long Beach.
Uh-huh. And, mm-hmm. Was there something going on? Was it your father's work that had changed, or why?
Really, health reasons. You can't stay down there too long. Mm-hmm. And Yeah, he came up here because well, he'd had 6 years down there, you see, and that's quite a long while for an American to be down there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of there must have been some change down there that I didn't know about that no one explained to me, because practically all of the people that we did know came up here to Long Beach now. I don't know why. There must have been a scattering around, but many, many of our close friends came to, well, California, possibly because of the warm climate, you know, because we had been used to the warm climate down there. And because every year we had a Panama picnic in Sycamore Grove, you know, over there by Highland Park. And we always went to that every year for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. And there are quite a few people that you've known down there who
are... There, many of them. So there must have been, the work must have been dissolved or something down there to have caused that exodus, you know, coming up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I wasn't aware of it at the time.
Yeah, he was working for the government?
Down there. Uh-huh. Yeah, down there.
Who did he work for here? You know?
I don't know who he worked for Long Beach, but I do know that he worked, finally came up and worked for, that's where he wound up, is the Department of Water and Power in, up in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine the last year he must have computed, you know, back and forth just to keep me in high school, you know, but I... Because after I graduated, we moved up to Los Angeles.
So, from the time through junior high and high school, you were...
Yeah, it must have been about 6 years. Yeah, five or 6 years, yeah.
Did, when you were growing up, did your mother talk to you at all about, say, before the time when you had your first period, talk to you about menses?
No.
Yeah.
No, nothing about sex, nothing.
Oh, uh-huh.
I learned it on the streets, so to speak.
Uh-huh. So other friends of yours would talk?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Very, well, you know, out in the garage somewhere, very quietly.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not like it is now. My 17-year-old grandson makes my hair stand on end sometimes.
But you, growing up, did you have any idea, say, before you had your first period, what was going to happen?
No.
Did it come as a surprise then?
Yeah, it was a surprise.
Yeah. Did you tell your mother? Oh, yes. What did she,
Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
Did he explain to you at all why it was happening or anything?
No. Just that it did.
So be ready.
Yeah.
So, she didn't talk to you at all about, sex or
anything? No.
Uh-huh. Did, you do, when you were active in sports and things, would you play both with, and just you and your sister and the family, did you, growing up, play with any young boys or any?
Well, that's what I played baseball with in the streets.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there'd just be two or three girls, but the rest of them boys. Oh, yes.
So when you'd be the catcher, who's that would be?
No. This is the girls' gym at school.
Okay.
I was the catcher.
School.
No, this is just Sandlot baseball that we played.
But Sandlot, you would be out there playing?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Was there any age at which that was discouraged at all?
What do you mean discouraged?
Well, where maybe you were told not to be out. You said before that you'd wished you'd never grow up so that you wouldn't...
So that I could always, when I fell in love with tennis, that was the end of baseball. I started playing tennis, I think, when I was a sophomore, as soon as I went into high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I must have been 15 or 16. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things did you do for social activities when you were in high school?
I danced a lot. We used to go to a lot of dances.
Mm-hmm.
Movies.
Did you have any favorite movies or movie stars?
Oh, that Rudolph Valentino. Of course. Oh, yes.
Did you listen to the radio? Did you
find
any radio?
Yes, we had a radio. And the first one we had was a little crystal set. Mm-hmm. And I would go to bed at night with the earplugs in because I didn't want to waste all that music, I remember. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But the radio, it really wasn't that much at that time, even. Mm-hmm. After I was married, my husband was involved in radio and electricity and electronics. Mm-hmm. And he had in the living room, he had a big long table, and he had the whole table covered with component parts, you know, to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very involved. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, he worked for a firm called Roth and Slinger. Are we getting ahead of where he wanted to go?
I was just checking to make sure we're running out of tape on the side.